AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. An hour from now, an Ohio man will be in court, charged with plotting to kill American soldiers after getting terror training overseas. Abdurrahman Sheikh Mohammed's lawyer is Sam Szymanski.
The charges are expected, and we're prepared to enter a not guilty plea at arraignment.
Mohammed became a U.S. citizen just last year. He's originally from Somalia. Prosecutors say he wanted to kill three or four American soldiers execution style. The parents of an 8-year-old boy killed in the Boston Marathon bombings are asking that the bomber not be executed. Denise and Bill Richards' front page piece in this morning's Boston Globe says the years-long appeals would only prolong their anguish. A 73-year-old volunteer deputy charged with manslaughter in the shooting death of a black suspect is apologizing to the man's family, saying it was an accident. He fired his handgun, thinking it was his stun gun.
This has happened a number of times around the country. I have read about it in the past. I thought to myself, after reading several cases, I don't understand how this can happen. You must believe me, it can happen to anyone.
Robert Bates told the Today Show a report that his certification was falsified is not true. The baggage handler who fell asleep inside a passenger jet's cargo hold, forcing the plane to return to Seattle, will not be working on any more Alaska Airlines jets. The airline has banned him from their flights. President Obama is inviting the leaders of Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates to the White House and to Camp David. They'll meet on May 13th and 14th. They'll talk about Iran and its nuclear ambitions, among other items. This is AP Radio News. It's been 5 years since the BP well explosion, and the Gulf of Mexico looks clean, but federal data and scientific studies show lingering problems. Splotches of oil and wads of stuff that smells like petroleum. The National Wildlife Federation's David Muth.
Cleanup is not restoration. Cleanup is just mopping up what they can of the oil, and it's only a small fraction of the oil. So restoration has not really begun yet.
Chris Reddy of the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute says it's the things we don't see that have been a concern. Now to the prices we pay for the things we need. Gas prices were up 3.9% in March. Still, gas remains relatively cheap, falling roughly 33% over the past year to an average price of $2.41 a gallon. This is according to the AAA's Daily Fuel Gauge. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.